SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com, and this is the NFL edition with the animals. We got the legendary Philly Rooster on the show. We got Sheep Jimmy the Sheep Batista, the main, the man, the myth, the legend, the eight ball, and Matt Maltemps from the College Kids. We also have Dave Mason from BetOnline jumping on a little later, and Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com. First off, I want to wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a beautiful New Year. And then let's get right down to business. We got some Thursday night action. We don't want to talk about the Eagles yet because Rooster might have a connection. Let's go to Saints against the Rams. The line is currently 4-46. Let me go to 8-ball first. 8-ball, you like anyone in this matchup?
I didn't take a side here, but I do love the under. You have two teams playing for the playoffs here, so I think it's going to be a very competitive game, defensive-oriented, and I think both teams are able to produce stops here.
8-ball, real quick. What's going on with the Eagles? I mean, has the Titanic sunk? Is it over for them? Is it an overreaction? Are the Cowboys going to win the NFC East? How do you feel about it?
Well, the stats haven't supported them all year. You know, the poor secondary. They're throwing coaches under fire now, changing coordinators. There's three in a row. Jalen Hurts turned the ball over at a rapid pace. They're just out of sorts right now. And to be honest, I don't think they're one of the top, you know, two or three teams in the NFC right now.
Rooster, I know you had a heart attack when they lost against the Seahawks.
No, not at all. Back-to-back road games. They lost on a miracle pass that kid's going to make one time in his life. The entertainment on Sunday was the Cowboys getting roasted out of the stadium.
Having their
soul from their heads in the middle of the game. And they gave Josh Allen the night off. They said, we don't even want you to pass the ball. We're going to embarrass
you. You're so good.
You lost to a backup quarterback.
With our balls in their hands and talking to
themselves. You're so good, Deflect.
That's what we're going to do. And guess what the best part about it is? The most entertaining thing. They drew a roadmap for one of the smartest coaches in the league, who, by the way, is a Kyle Shanahan guy. And the 49ers own them even more than the Bills, and said, here, this is what you do next week. And he is just sitting there licking his chops. They got laughed out of the Buffalo Stadium. They were showing the people in the stands. It was just a total laugh fest. This team is an embarrassment on the road. It's insulting to even discuss them.
The Eagles beat Buffalo.
Do you remember that?
It wasn't a miracle.
And covered. They beat him and covered.
Wasn't that like a 60-yard field goal?
He's not all high hopes now because
embarrassing.
The Giants twice in Arizona.
My God. They were trying to prove they could play on the road. You know what they proved? They deserve to be with the Giants in Washington. That's what they did. That's what they proved.
All right, let me get this straight. It's embarrassing to lose to Drew Lock, whatever the hell his name is, up in Seattle against a team.
Oh, last minute miracle touchdown in Seattle, one of the hardest places to play, which is 3,500 miles away. Yes, it's
not. Oh, my God, 3,500 miles away. Oh, no. Like, no other team travels there to play.
We all can't talk at the same time. Now,
sorry,
that's not an embarrassment. But it is embarrassing losing to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen?
No, it's embarrassing getting run off the field with seven forward passes and you get creamed. That's what's embarrassing. Like, you were supposed to prove, okay, we're a different Cowboys team. We are not the team that goes on the road and gets embarrassed. We're not that anymore. We are contenders this year for the first time since 1996. And they got their asses handed to them and they were sent home. By the bigger
kids. Hold on, excuse me, Steve. Wait a minute. 2 weeks in a row, El Clucco. Eagles got embarrassed by the Niners. The shit beat out of them by the Cowboys.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
You had your time. You had your moment, okay? Then they go into Seattle. You and all your fan base, the game goes from 2 to 5.5. They had the 10.
Barely lost. Yeah.
They got embarrassed.
No, they didn't. They barely lost.
All I know is if Tommy Cutlets creates some magic on Christmas, the Walt Whitman Bridge will be taking reservations. That's all I know.
I got
to be lining up. If they
that ain't happening, but I'll tell you what is happening. Mike McDaniel is in his office right now, and he's going to be there until about 2 o'clock in the morning, laughing, devising schemes. The Kyle Shanahan tree against Mike McCarthy. I'll take it every time, especially with this Dallas team on the road. That's what I would be worried about, not worried about the Eagles. The
game, you're not worried about that Miami offensive line?
Yeah.
They didn't practice, but they're going to be playing. The offensive line doesn't matter. Mike, they figured out how to take Mike completely out of the game. That's not a factor.
No offensive line, you can't run the ball.
Is Tyreek Hill even playing? Is Tyreek Hill? He hasn't practiced all week.
Hill's playing. The offensive line's playing.
No, he's having baby number 26 this week.
This might get ugly, boys. This may be a Buffalo number two. So don't get your hopes.
This is the baby mama Super Bowl.
To be honest with you, Buffalo may be the best team in the AFC right now.
They're out there plummeting, man. We talked about 4 weeks ago. You could have grabbed some big numbers.
Buffalo Bills are probably the best team in the AFC that are hoping to get in the playoffs because nobody wants to play them.
That the Eagles beat. Carry on.
Yeah, they got lucky.
60-yard field goal.
All right, listen, guys. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come right back. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from PhillyGodfather.com. We're in a heated debate about this Eagles team, how good they are. But in the meantime, we got Dave Mason from BetOnline AG in the green room. We're going to bring him in. You guys got questions for him this week?
Yes, I do.
All right, Dave, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Cool, man. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Yeah, have a great New Year. All that stuff, brother.
Absolutely. To you guys as well.
You sound like you're a little under the weather.
I'm good. I'm good. A little dragging today. I'm dragging a little bit. I was running around the city doing all sorts of that holiday shopping, and that beat the hell out of me, man. So I think I'm starting to hung over from it, getting old.
All right. As usual, before I get interrupted by Sheep at the wrong time, you got any questions for him?
Dr. Dave Mason, I was at lunch with a fellow colleague who also in the gaming industry. And one thing they said significant already about the Bowls, and I don't know if it's affected BetOnline yet, is because with all these players in the transfer portals and sitting all these players, that the amount of volume on the amount of their players is down. Is that affecting BetOnline at all?
I mean, volume's good. Anytime you have a standalone game on national TV, it's going to be good. I mean, you could throw us up there, and we're going to get good volume. Compared to last year, previous years, I'm not sure to tell you the truth. I mean, the volume's good. I haven't really compared it.
His volume was down significantly because
I wouldn't say significantly with us. No, down maybe a bit, but I don't think down significantly. I don't think so.
Hey, Rooster, that was pretty articulate by Sheep there. I'm surprised. Good question.
He had no documentation or numbers. He said significantly. I don't know what that means. Significantly to him could mean anything.
Significantly, the Eagles are shit.
Significantly, the Cowboys got buried, but go ahead.
Go Birds! All right, let's go. Let's go to the first game Thursday night, Dave. Saints, Rams, you guys using 4 and 45.5. Is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
Yeah, we're at 4 and 45, open 4 and 44.5. We're going to need the Saints, 63% of the cash, 77% of the bettors are on LA, some sharp on under 46, and a little bit on over 44.5, nothing on the side.
Dave, for years, recreational sports bettors love betting the favorite and the over. Have you seen those tendencies change over the last couple of years at all? Or it's the same thing?
It's the same, man. I mean, maybe a little bit more, but, on unders went on great
crazy run
primetime game this year. But so maybe there's something like that. We'll definitely drive more action, some short-term trends where people try to hop on them. But overall, you know, where we not, you know, seven times out of ten, we need a dog in the under.
All right, let's go to the next game. Playoff implications. You got the Bengals laying, 2-38 at BetOnline against the Steelers. Big game here.
Yeah, we're 2.5 and 38, open 2 and 39.5. 54% of cash, 62% of bettors are on Cincy. No sharp on the side yet. Some sharp on under 38.5 and over 40 or over 37 rather.
All right, the next game up is the Browns. So I'm looking at 2.5 and 40 against Houston. I think the game opened up with Houston being favored, and then with the news with CJ out, it flip flop.
Yeah, we're at 2.5 and 40. You got that right. Opened 1.5 Houston and 42. 66% of the cash, 52% of bettors are on Cleveland. Some sharp at Cleveland plus money when the, you know, that was just kind of hopping on the sharp CJ Stroud news and under 41 or more.
All right, next game up is the Lions laying 3 at Minnesota. Lions trying to get that number one seed in the NFC here. Big game for them. Is that the same number you're using? Is there any sharp money on the side or total?
3 and 47.5 open, 3 and 46.5. 60% of the cash, 51% of the bettors. No, 60% of the cash is on the Lions, 51% of the bettors are on the Vikings. Sharp, a little bit of two-way. But Vikings plus 3.5 got hit and over 46.5.
This is the game that Rooster's betting. He loves Miami in this spot. Cowboys at Miami. You guys using 1 and 49.5. Is any sharp money hit the market yet or no?
Yeah, Dolphins 1, 49.5, open Dallas 1, 51. 61% of the cash, 61% of the bettors are on the fish. Some sharp at Dallas plus 1.5 and Miami at plus 1 on that opener.
All right, the last game on the board. This is huge. Baltimore and San Fran. These two teams might be playing in the Super Bowl. you guys using 5 and 47 here?
We're 5.5. Yeah, 5.5 and 47. Open 5.5 and 47. So there's a little bouncing back and forth, but it's back to where it started. 53% of the cash and 51% of the bettors on San Fran. So it's pretty choppy. A little bit of sharp on San Francisco, -5.
Rooster, you got anything to ask Dave before we let him go real quick?
Yeah, Dave, when you offer futures bets, and I've been wondering this for years, do you ever offer the opposite side? So if the Ravens are plus 200 to win the AFC and you don't think they are going to win it, could you lay like 220 on no?
We do have two-way markets, not at the moment. We usually have it closer towards, you know, when there's fewer teams. But it's not going to be minus 220 plus 200. It would be.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. He's always trying to steal money.
Yeah, he's trying to get a little margin, man. We're doing to me, Rooster. Come on, pal. Stop it. Trying to sneak one in there on me, Rooster. Come
yeah, because I'd be interested in somebody's.
minus 220. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. I said I'm a little sleepy, you know, to start this thing. I'm a little worn out from yesterday. He's trying to take advantage of me now. No, we do, but it'll be closer. It'll be closer to when we're fewer teams. Not right now.
Hey, Matt, you got any questions for him before you let him go?
Yeah, I want to talk about the MVP market. I mean, I know Purdy's now the favorite, but what are you guys looking at in terms of futures on the MVP market? I mean, is Mr. Irrelevant going to be relevant for you guys? Betting him?
Yeah, well, we got hit early on him, Matt. We got hit when he was long odds, man. So we've had a red number on him all darn season, and it's still red. Yeah, we got some work to do there, man. Brock Purdy, he's a decent loss for us. Lamar Jackson's good for us. Christian McCaffrey's a loss for us. Dak Prescott's a small loss for us. Josh Allen's a loss for us. Mahomes, good for us. Tyreek Hill's bad for us. So, yeah, that's not looking too good. We got some we're going to be sweating that one. But, yeah, Purdy, that earlier when he was like 20-1, 30-1, whatever the hell he was. Yeah. You know, I mentioned that, I think, the week before on some market that we were talking about how – I think it was Alabama, I think, you know, when they get that 20-1 and third 25-1, people just putting those little lottery tickets. I call
it adds up.
But, yeah, absolutely it adds up, man.
Kind of like the Eagles quarterback. So that's probably not an issue at all, is it?
Yeah, he's done. He's kind of off the board.
That's what Rooster likes. Rooster loves him.
Sorry, Rooster.
Birds, MVP, you name it. But
yeah, year. I don't bet futures like you guys.
No, I know.
I'm not a futures guy. Oh, I bet game by game. I don't bet a future, and then no matter what happens, stick with it and keep betting them. I don't got that kind of money. I don't got your kind of money.
Hey, boy, you got anything with Dave Mason before we let him go and wish him a merry Christmas?
No, I don't have anything right now.
All right, Dave. Right. Thank you. Have a great holiday, man. God bless.
Awesome, guys.
Let them know where they can find you and if you got anything going on at BetOnline real quick.
Yeah, man. At Dave Mason, BOL on Twitter. Come on over to betonline.ag. If you don't have an account, it takes about 5 minutes to sign up for one. Hit up the promos page for all the bonus codes if you're into those. We have the fastest payouts in the industry and earliest opening odds, good limits, take sharp action. Come over to betonline.ag and check it out.
All right. Thanks, Dave, man. We'll talk
awesome, to you. Awesome, guys. Great.
Happy holidays, Dave.
Merry Christmas.
All right. With that said, I want everyone watching and listening to check out underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN and they'll match your deposit up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com. It's awesome, awesome website. Rooster, underdog that might be able to win this week. Who you got? Win outright.
He's nervous, stuck. So he hung up.
He's stuck. All right, guys, we'll be right back in the next segment. Don't go nowhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. This is the NFL edition, and I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. We lost you earlier. We got a $1 million wager, but we got a 20-cent production thing going on over here. Next week, we got to go back in the studio. We got to get our shit together. But I was going to try and ask you, Rooster, it feels like one of those weeks where there's a lot of dogs that can win the game outright. If you're looking to play maybe like a 14 money line parlay, all money line dogs, you got Baltimore getting 5 at San Fran. You got the Saints tonight grabbing 4. You got Houston plus 2.5 at home versus the Browns. Cowboys plus 1 on the road against Miami. Vikings plus 3 at home versus Detroit. And you got Pittsburgh plus 2 at home against Cincy. Which dog do you think can win outright? And do you like maybe like a little money line parlay for the guys listening out there?
I'm not a big parlay guy, but I think the Steelers are going to win this game. I like them a lot at home. Tomlin's on the hot seat. Guy's a really good coach. He's going to have a good defensive game plan, kind of expose this quarterback, I think. I think they come away with that with a win.
Wow, so you would take him on the money line and plus 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go to Sheep. Sheep, you like anyone that I just mentioned on the money line?
Of course, the Dallas Cowboys. And I like the Jags. And I hate to say this, but I do agree with Rooster with the Steelers.
You like Tommy Cutlets? You think plus 12? You think they can beat the Eagles?
Plus 12. I'm taking 750 on the. First of all, the game's 14. The game's going to go Sunday at 4 o'clock. They're going to lay this. We might see 16.5 on this game. We might be able to take the Giants plus 17 by the time it kicks.
Wow.
Yeah, the Eagles 13.5 of money at Bet Online right now.
I think Devontae Smith's banged up. He has a practice. A bunch of Eagles are banged up. I mean, it's still early in the week, but.
It's Thursday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Rooster, are you going to put that down for Sheep? Giants money line?
God. I didn't get any picks from Matt or you so far.
8-ball, if you had to pick a dog this week, which one is it to win outright?
I love Arizona this week. I think they've been a really competitive team this year. They've played great on the defensive side of the ball. I think they'll be able to, score on Chicago's defense and make this a game.
What'd you take on the money line? Plus what, 170? Is that what it is? What is it?
75.
Wow, that's a good price. You got a point there. I mean, the Bears are pretty healthy. I mean, it's the healthiest they've been all year. And last week they played a Browns defense. It's pretty physical. So they might be a little banged up this week. Matt Moltebs from the College Kids.
So, yeah.
Who would you take if you had to take a dog this week?
Underdog this week. 8-ball literally just stole mine. Arizona, they're going to win outright this week. Bet them plus 175. I love it.
Nobody's confident in Baltimore. I mean, it's one of the best defenses in football here. You don't think Lamar can go up there and cause some problems? I mean, he runs around. He's elusive. You saw what he did against the Jags. He was back there for like 8 or 9 seconds before they got to him.
The thing is, that San Fran defense is a real defense. We saw what they did to Jalen Hurts. They made him look like he was not, you know, a top tier. And I'm scared that they're going to do that to Lamar. Lamar against top defenses doesn't always perform the best, and we see that sometimes when he goes into playoffs. This year he's been performing well. Baltimore is a very great team. However, to bet them on the money line is a different ish, different than betting them on a spread. So we're talking about underdog that can win, I like Arizona a lot better than I like Baltimore.
I don't know. I kind of like Baltimore here. +5. I like them on the money line. If you look at the teams they've lost to this year, the Steelers, the Browns, and the Colts, all three teams at the time they played them ranked in the top 10 in sack percentage. And the Ravens were banged up in all three games. They were missing some key guys on offense, on defense. I know 49ers defense is great and all, but they actually rank 14th in sack percentage. So they're going to have to put a lot more pressure than they have been on quarterbacks this season on Lamar, or else he might move around out there and do some damage. And if you look at San Fran, on the other hand, who they struggled against, it was two teams that ranked top 10 in opponent yards per play. I know they were a little banged up. But they weren't banged up when they played the Browns. So they played the Browns. Minnesota lost to both those teams. Obviously, they crushed Roosters, Philadelphia Eagles. And Purdy didn't look good in all three games. Trent Williams was out in two of those three games, I think, as well. But this is a Ravens defense that, I mean, they've made a lot of good quarterbacks look stupid this season. And they were banged up in those games they lost. I think they could win this game outright. I really do. I know it's on the road. I know Lamar has let us down in big spots in the playoffs, but this is a dangerous game for this 49ers team. And you know how the NFL loves drama. The NFL would love nothing more than the Eagles 11-4, Cowboys 11-4, and the 49ers at 11-4. And then here we go down the stretch. What do you think, Rooster?
Yeah, I like it. I'm kind of leaning towards what Matt said. It's very hard to go up to San Francisco when the pitch was in Baltimore. It's a different game. I do like them +5.5. I think it's going to be a close game coming down the stretch, but not on my live dog list. But hey, I've seen crazier stuff happen.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring in Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com. He's been lighting it up. His 5-star picks are 6-1 over the last month. His guaranteed picks at SICScore.com. He gives out some of the best information on the planet. If you're a professional sports bettor, if you're a recreational sports bettor, you got to go to SICScore.com because I guarantee you he's going to help you make some money. Doc, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, happy to. And look, I'm not a handicapper like you guys. I just deal in injuries, and maybe you strengthen your position or go down to half a unit on it. As far as the conversation with Baltimore and San Francisco, let me tell you something. At least two of the starting D tackles are injured on San Francisco 49ers and their stout D line. At least one linebacker, 1.5. And last week, what happened? Cardinals ran the ball pretty darn well, James Conners and others. So what does this mean this week? Look, you guys can tell me, but I can tell you the 49ers defense, especially against the run, is not there. And I'm trying to learn from you guys, right? I don't know everything.
Like Ravens money line, Doc. Ravens money line.
Okay, but I got a better one than Ravens money line for you. Ravens money line, last time I checked. Like, I'm in California, so I don't even bet. Was +165. Okay? Brock Purdy to win the MVP is -200. In order for the Ravens to win, Lamar Jackson has to have a game. If Lamar Jackson has a game, he's +500 to win the MVP right now. And a head-to-head, Brock on national TV, if you're going to take Ravens money line +165, sprinkle some on the MVP for at +500, right? I mean, I there's it. A lot of value.
Keep fine, I love it.
I don't know. I'm not a handicapper, but I'm just saying Lamar's got to have a game for the Ravens to win. And so there's a little bit linked at +500. That's maybe where you are. And if he outplays Purdy and they put up stats head to head, recency bias, that may influence what happens in that race.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm betting them both right now. All right, let's go to the Saints game tonight. Saints against the Rams. Who's the healthier team? Who has the better SIC score?
Well, I'll give it to you guys here. Whatever. The Rams are the healthier squad. They're completely healthy on defense, mostly healthy on offense. Like, we know their historic running back issues, et cetera. And the Saints have some offensive issues. Olave's not 100%. Obviously, Michael Thomas is still out. And you know, Shahid is back. They've got a tackle issue. But defensively, their number one corner, Marshon Lattimore, and the safety over the top, you know, that's what's injured. So by health, it's clearly the Rams, by health alone.
All right, let's go to the next game. You got the Bengals in Pittsburgh. Bengals trying to fight for the playoff lives here. Who's the healthier team going into this matchup?
Well, you know, the Bengals are a little bit the healthier team. Yes, they're not going to have their wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, and that's not a surprise. That was just all coach speak when Zach Taylor was talking. Oh, we didn't rule him out yet. Look, he didn't take the injection to return to the game. He's not going to take the injection to play Saturday. You need the injection to have a chance to play. He's out. But the rest of the Bengals, you know, the only thing to watch out for is DJ Reader on the D-line is a new injury. Otherwise, on the Steelers side, they've had their injuries the whole season. Defensively, there's some keys out, including, watch out, Minka Fitzpatrick may be out as well. So the Bengals are the healthier side there.
Well, we talked about the biggest game this week, Baltimore and San Fran. Let's talk about the second biggest game, Cowboys at Miami. Game's basically a coin flip, minus one, pick them at some places. Which is the healthier team going into that?
Well, Miami's offensive line is very banged up. Both defenses have some issues here. And, of course, the attention's all on Tyreek. Is Tyreek going to play or not? Today, he was at limited practice. He wasn't 100%. If this Cowboy game were a playoff game, 1,000% Tyreek is playing. But it's not. Well, if you're Miami, you have to look at it and say, could Tyreek play? Yes, he could. But what's the chance for aggravation? Their number one thing right now is we want Tyreek 100% healthy for the playoffs. They've kind of got the AFC East sewn up. Their number two thing isn't necessarily to beat Dallas. You know what they're looking at? They're looking at next week's Baltimore game that could be for the number one seed in the AFC. So do I think Tyreek can play this week? Yes. Will he, if he's less than 100%, that remains to be seen because they may strategically hold him back, and it remains to be seen because the bigger prize is to have home field throughout the AFC. And that's going to maybe determine next week when they play Baltimore. And of course, they don't want to risk any setback to Tyreek to have it, the high ankle now leak into the playoffs.
All right, we got 45 seconds left in this segment, Doc. Real quick, you got Cleveland at Houston. Who's the healthier team here?
Well, CJ Stroud, we said earlier on the site, isn't going to play. And the lines obviously flipped from Cleveland plus three to Houston now being favored. And the total went from 42.5 to 40. Look, you guys are the handicappers. We just look, if you followed our advice, you'd have a healthy middle, right? Right there with the numbers. But CJ Stroud had symptoms this week. That's why he's out this week. And it could leak longer term if his symptoms don't clear. Of course, Houston wants to be careful with their prized possession going forward.
Yeah. All right. Great stuff, Doc. Thank you. Let everyone know where to find you on Twitter and all about your website real quick.
Twitter is ProFootballDoc at ProFootballDoc. The website is SportsInjuryCentralSICScore.com or Twitter at SixScore, SICScore. Thanks very much.
You're the best. Happy holidays and God bless.
Happy holidays, so much.
All right. We'll be right back in our next segment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. This is the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com with your NFL edition. And we got John Grace in the green room from live from Las Vegas. We might as well bring him in, Joe. What's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
How's the weather out there?
Man, it's great. Still seasonally warm, mid-60s. We got some Super Bowl plans coming out for traffic and whatnot, so starting to prepare for that.
Get ready because the Animals are going to invade Las Vegas for Super Bowl. So
we're going to do it big.
It's all set up for us, brother. All right, we're talking about some NFL. I want to thank Pro Football Doc for coming on. He's one of the best guests we have. I mean, his information is so valuable. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, you got an opinion on this Browns game? I know CJ's not playing for the Texans, but game's up to – I mean, you can find some threes in the market. You think it shifted too much or what?
If I got up to 3.5, I'd be tempted. But I kind of like the Browns. I mean, they're playing good. That defense is unbelievable. And the offense is really, really improved. I mean, they're on quarterback number four. And still, somehow, this coach is finding a way to make this offense seem decent. I mean, I would lay 2.5 there. If it went any higher, I'd probably a no touch. But yeah, I like the favorite a little bit.
Let me go to April. April, you like anyone in that matchup?
I like Houston here. I think D'Amico Ryans, you know, he's been great at defense this year, you know, coordinated that defense. And Joe Flacco, we saw last week, he threw 2 interceptions. I know they won the game, but he didn't have a great game. I think he's going to struggle against this Houston defense.
Matt Multep is from the College Kids. You got an opinion on the side or a total here?
So right now I'm hoping – I haven't bet anything, but I'm just hoping Cleveland wins this game. They are favored because we have some futures on them. And if they win out, I mean, look at the Ravens. They have two games here coming up that are really tough against San Fran and Miami. Then they have a division game at Pittsburgh. So if they both end up with the same record, I believe Cleveland Browns will actually win the division and they'll get fueled for that. And that's what I'm really hoping for here.
Wow. Grace, you got an opinion on this matchup or not?
Yeah, I was just about to say, speak to that with the Cleveland Browns future. I mean, I think the play here is actually to take them on the AFC North champion and still find 12-1 at Caesars Sportsbook. I think with the Ravens having both the Niners and Dolphins back-to-back, plus, you know, Steelers going to be scrapping and fighting at the end, I think the value is on the Browns for the AFC North.
Yeah, especially when you look at their schedule, the Browns, they versus Houston, the Jets, and then the Bengals. 3 winnable games.
Yeah, well, we took them over 9.5 wins before the season started, so I'm hoping we catch that ticket this week. I kind of like the over here. I mean, this Browns defense isn't the same on the road than it is at home. And if you look at all 6 road games, I think they've averaged like 54 points, the average total scoring in those 6 games. So they're giving up more points on the road. The defense doesn't play as well. I know you got a backup quarterback for Houston, but that total at 40 to 39.5, I think it's a little too low. I think if you go over in that matchup, you should be able to cash a ticket. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. We got Detroit at Minnesota. Minnesota's catching 3. I know Minnesota's really banged up in this matchup, and Detroit's still fighting for that number 1 seed. Rooster, you like anyone here?
I lean Minnesota here. A lot of public money's on Detroit. They're kind of hot and cold. They seem to have one good game, one bad game. Like you said, they're going to want things to be interesting, especially in this division. I kind of like Minnesota at home. I think they might be able to steal this game.
Yeah. Let me go to April. April, you got an opinion?
No, I don't love a side in this one. I do lean over here, over 47, if you can catch it.
Matt Multeps from the College Kids. You like anyone in this matchup?
Hey, Rooster has a point here. You know, you're getting – it's getting that 3, key number of 3. It's a tough one on this one. Detroit is playing still for seeding, so it kind of leaves me in a tough spot here. I'm kind of leaning the dog, but I don't know just yet. I mean, the Vikings are coming off an OT game last week against Cincy, and Detroit, they haven't been playing the best ball, though. I mean, they're 2-2 the last 4. You know, they lost to Chicago. They lost to Green Bay. Obviously, they're both division games, so it's a little bit different. But here comes another division game, and they're at Minnesota. So I kind of have to lean Minnesota here if I had to, you know, pick.
Grace, you like anybody in this matchup?
I'm leaning towards the over as well. I mean, indoor, fast track, you know, the Lions, that's kind of their MO now, being a highly powered offensive team. Plus, you got Nick Mullins over there throwing prayers, interceptions, Brett Favre, a la Brett Favre. So I think there might be a lot of turnovers and a lot of short fields and a lot of points.
Sheep, are you still alive? What, are you dying over there? You good?
No, but I'm good.
I forgot you were even on the show. Rooster, I forgot. Yeah, you got to give us some opinions. All right. What do you like in the Cleveland-Houston game?
I already said it. I'm on the dog. I like okay. Houston.
And he's I not do like the favorite. Oh my God, it's a make. All right, Detroit, Minnesota.
The dog also.
All right. Dallas, Miami. Who do you like there?
I want to be a cowboy, baby. Of course, Dallas.
All right, after listening to Doc.
Doc brought up some great points. This is a nothing game for Miami.
Yeah. And Tyreek Hill probably ain't going to play. Why should he play? Why should he risk it?
Yeah. I mean, they got to play Baltimore, and then they got to play Buffalo again.
You think they're playing for next week? They're playing for next week.
If the Dolphins win, they clinch a playoff berth. If they win next week, they clinch the AFC East. And if they win all 3, they clinch home field advantage.
How about they lose all 3? Who wins the division then? Let's face reality. Then Buffalo jumps in.
I mean, I think they're going to get in a wild card no matter what, I'll be honest with you. But I think the Dolphins really want to wrap the division up, and they're going to go hard in 2 weeks.
If the Dolphins lose out and the Browns win out, do the Browns get the number one seed in the whole? They get the bye week. And that kind of leaves things up to question with Deshaun Watson. Does he come back?
He ain't coming back. I mean, Flacco's playing really good. If he keeps playing, you know.
I mean, okay. I don't know if he's playing good. He's winning, though.
Well,
he's
you winning know football. What I mean. People are getting Flacco. They don't even know how they're losing. Flacco. Yeah, you never know. All right. Rooster, Cowboys, Miami. You heard what Doc had to say. What do you like in that game?
Yeah, it's definitely a wait. I'm with Grace, though. I think they want to win this game. I don't think this is a nothing game for them. They want to wrap up this division. They need home field advantage. Everybody does. You can't leave a game on the table at this stage when you have competition. If they were undefeated and they could give up a game, I would say, yeah. But definitely a wait and see on the Hill situation, although they didn't need him last week to boat race whoever they beat, I forget.
The Jets.
It's a different team, but it's a wait and see. But I'm with Grace. I don't think they're going to let this game go. That's for sure.
Let me go to April. You like anyone here?
I mean, one team's coming off a blowout loss. The other team's coming off a 30-0 win. Dolphins O-line's hurt. Tyreek Hill might not play. I got to lean Cowboys here.
Matt Moultapis?
I got to look at the status of the Miami O-line come game time. But as of right now, if things remain the same, when they're banged up, I have to go Dallas. But, you know, I got to wait for that O-line news. It's very crucial.
Rooster brings up a great point. Back-to-back road game for Cowboys. They haven't traveled well this season. But what they do well is they defend the pass, their sack percentage, they sack the quarterback, and they don't turn the ball over. And in all three metrics, they're top five in the NFL. And if you look at the teams that Miami lost to this year, they lost to the Chiefs, number one in pressure rate, sack rate. They lost to the Bills, sixth in pressure rate, sack rate. They lost to the Titans, ninth in sack rate. And if you look at Tua's numbers, when he's getting pressured, he becomes like the 22nd or 23rd, you know, worst quarterback in the league. And when you're not putting pressure on him, he's top five. So with this Cowboys defensive line coming off an embarrassing loss to the Bills, and they got something to prove. They want to prove to everyone they can win on the road. I like the Cowboys, so you can pencil me in for the Cowboys, Rooster. I think they win this game.
All four is on the Cowboys. I'm really shocked at that. That never happens.
Rare occurrence.
70%.
That's weird. 70%.
Hey, we keep on talking.
I got to look at my notes. That might be the first time all year that's happened.
Hey, 70%, man.
This cold's killing.
Even after last week, I love you guys. I tell you,
70%.
I want to jump in the mind of a Cowboys fan for 30 seconds just to see what the chaos is like in there.
It was easy. Seahawks money line. You want to jump in my mind? Seahawks money line.
Unbelievable.
What are we talking about here?
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
How about the Cowboys?
Like in Dallas this week a bit, depending on O-line, but I really do like Arizona. I mean, 8-Ball talked about it earlier on the money line. You know, they've been playing some good ball, and I think they're going to take it to Chicago, go to Chicago and win that game.
Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, what's your favorite move of the week to give out to everybody? Because, you know, Christmas is around the corner. Help them make some money. Is it the Arizona Cardinals?
Right now, as of now, I would say it's Arizona followed by Dallas. I talked about Houston earlier. I think Houston's in a great spot this week, plus +3 against Flacco, who hasn't had much game time this year. Looking at this board, I love the Colts over. Colts Atlanta, you can pencil me in for that. And that's about it right now. I mean, I lean Jacksonville +3.
All right. You gave out a lot. I mean, you're giving out gifts like Santa Claus here. Rooster, what's your favorite move of this week?
My favorite move of the week is the Broncos. Lay less than a touchdown on the Broncos. The Patriots, yeah, they packed it in. I think the Broncos are going to come back with a strong game this week.
We go to John Grace. Grace, what's your favorite move of the week?
Man, I love the Dolphins here. Obviously, there are some issues on the O-line. I think a lot of them are out of practice this week just for rest. But you look at the Cowboys O-line. They're having some issues as well. Zach Martin got beat up in that game against the Bills. Teron Smith is having some back issues. Bradley Chubb has been feasting on that D-line with Zach Seiler in the middle as well. I really think this is a statement game for the Dolphins. You know, everybody's going to be coming on the Cowboys, you know, after being blown out. This is my Super Bowl preview. I think this is a game where the Dolphins win, and then they meet in February here in Vegas, and you know, they'll have some time to review the film, and the Cowboys will beat them in here in Vegas. That's my opinion.
Hey, John, this may be your last day on the show. There's only Cowboys fans allowed, but it was nice meeting you.
I still got Cowboys Super Bowl. I still got them. Yeah. I got Cowboys Dolphins Super Bowl, but I really think McDaniels is going to talk to the coach
and see if I can get you one more week on. But
he secured his spot on here. He secured his spot. He's got a Cowboys
future.
He ain't going nowhere.
One thing I want to mention about the Cowboys defense is that they haven't done particularly well against teams that run motion against them. And that's something that Mike McDaniel seems up a lot. The game against the Seahawks when, you know, Geno Smith and all that, they were running so much motion.
Aren't you worried about Tua when you get pressure on Tua?
His jiu-jitsu training, man. He's not getting
like a cheap suit, man. His numbers drop off a cliff. He didn't even
How many yards did James Cook run for last week against the against the Cowboys? I mean,
who's gonna run on the Cowboys this week? Like, I don't see it happening, man. Tua falls off a cliff. The Cowboys got something to prove on the road. And if you look at the games they lost to teams with great sack percentage, pressure rates, and the Cowboys ranked fourth in the NFL. But it is a pick'em, so you know I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, what a surprise the Cowboys won, no doubt. But I think this is a statement game for the Dolphins, and they want to win out and get home field. I mean, for the most part.
Sheep, real quick, we got 30 seconds left. Sheep, what's your favorite move of the week, brother?
Favorite move?
30 seconds. Cowboys.
Yeah, I like him a lot. This is their bounce back game. Sorry.
He's Cowboys.
I gave you my other games.
I'm starting to think this is a problem.
We're going to have to move to Dallas, Rooster. We're going to have to move to Dallas. All right.
This is a show now.
We got to go to the next segment. We'll be right back with a Rooster Keith recap. Don't go nowhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from PhillyGodfather.com. And this is the NFL edition. And it's time for the Rooster recap. Let me give you some games, Rooster, so you got some of mine. I like Baltimore, +5.5. I like the Jags. I like the Cowboys, +1.5. And I like the over in the Houston game.
You ready for the recap? I'm not going to mention the Cowboys because the fanboys all have them.
This is the Dallas Cowboys edition.
Yeah. So, Godfather, Baltimore, +5.5 and money line. Cleveland, over 40. Jags +2.5. 8-ball. Rams under 45.5. Arizona money line. Houston +3. Detroit over 47. Jacksonville. Matt, Arizona. Cleveland is a lean -2.5. Minnesota's a lean. Babat. Dallas, big. Jacksonville +2.5. Pittsburgh +2.5. Houston +3. Minnesota +3. Rooster, Saints +4.5, Pittsburgh +2, Cleveland -2.5, Minnesota +3, Denver -6.5, and Miami +1. Raiders is like Cleveland, 12-1 to win the division. I just bet that. Lions over 47 and Miami +1.
You got everyone?
I think so. I didn't miss anybody, right?
That's it. I also like that 12-1 as well.
Cleveland
would
you bet for a nickel? What's that? You bet for a nickel, 12-1?
I bet for a dime, but.
Not a bad bet. That's not a bad bet. Baltimore scares me. They've been playing lights out this year. And, you know, every time I think Lamar's the man, he burns me. And then I talk shit about him for a whole year. And then he comes back and he burns me again. And in the playoffs, obviously, falls off. In the regular season, he's just hard to stop, man. He's just hard to stop. But I want to thank everyone for listening, watching on Jacob Media, on SiriusXM, Sports Grid TV, on my Twitter account, @PhillyGodfather. We're live streaming, listening on SiriusXM, channel 159. Wishing all you guys Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever you guys celebrate, man. Just be safe, be happy. God bless everyone and their families. And I want to thank UnderdogFantasy.com for being our sponsor for the show. You guys are the best, and we'll be back next week. God bless.
Yeah, boys.